This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another edition of What's on Your Mind, and if you're listening a little later on in the day, because we do have the replay of What's on Your Mind, because in North Dakota people are working as hard at night as they are in the morning. That's how we roll. Then good evening to you. That's right. Happy planning. Get rid of that wet. It's the planning. There's still corn out there. What is the deal? I assume it's too wet to pull it out yet, right? Or are other things a priority? You're planting first, and then you pull the corn. Or
yeah, not much left, but there's some.
What are you, a farmer?
No, I drive just from here to Detroit Lakes. Anyway, I can tell you that most of the along Highway 10 is out.
It's out.
Yeah, they were as soon as they could get the tractors out there, they were out there.
Must have been a little lighter. Is it a wet thing? Is it I can't get it out because it's still too wet?
Yep.
Or other things going on?
That's the only hindrance. Got to get it out before you can, you know.
I'm not a farmer, but I play one on the radio. I'm more curious than anything. I just want to know. Because that's just another, just a little symbol of what we've been through. I can't explain why. Maybe it's the fact that I get to work with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, every day. You think that's what it is?
Oh, what? I don't know. Why not?
But I'm just unbelievably optimistic. I have a great sense of peace about the future, about how this all is going to turn out. The worm is turned, as I've said. Our biggest enemy now is fear, not the China.
The worm
virus.
Is turned.
The worm is turned. Yeah, I don't even know what that means, but I think it means something.
Let's see how much tequila have you been drinking? That sounds like something Kevin would come up with.
You never heard that one?
Evidently,
the worm is turned.
The worm is turned. Yep.
I don't really eat those things, so I guess I don't know about them.
But I'm feeling optimistic now. I could understand if that's almost offensive to some people that are in the middle of some challenging times. But you know, again, challenging times compared to what? Right? Do you know where your next meal is coming from?
A box.
The supermarket, right?
start that whole conversation.
Think of the assets we have here in agriculture and energy and ingenuity. And I don't know. I left the Capitol. I was there for the briefing yesterday. And it was fun to actually be at that briefing because that briefing has sort of been what's, centered us through most of the coronavirus, China virus response. And I left there yesterday and had this very eerie feeling because the state capital of the state of North Dakota was empty. I mean, the governor was there and, some of his staff. I called this morning, talked to Doug Goring and Wayne Stengem, said, I'm just kind of curious how much of your staff's working. They have some staff that... the ag commissioner has a lot of work on his plate right now with all the different programs they're administering and things they're doing and ways they're helping. He's got probably more than most back. And I'm like, well, where's everybody else? Well, they kind of work from home. I don't know who's in charge of opening the Capitol. I think, people sort of follow the governor's lead on that, and there may be a committee or something I heard, and they're deciding mask, no mask, all that stuff. I get it. It's not easy. But open up. I mean, I think if we're asking, North Dakota to open up, we're asking businesses to open up, we're saying we're among the freest states in the country, the least amount of restrictions, but our capital's closed. Now, can people work and not be at the capital? Yes, of course, but that isn't the norm, I don't think. I don't know. You tell me, if you work from home, do you like working from home better than you like working in the office? To me, it is 90-10, please, let me have interaction with other people. Let me feel the energy of what's going on in any particular project and collaborate and do whatever. you know, while working from home, sometimes, you know, you can just shut everything off and pound away on a laptop, but that's not living. I don't know. So that was one thing I thought we could open up. But I'm even seeing an empty state capitol, that didn't dim my optimism. I don't know why. I guess it's North Dakotans. I guess it's folks here. And this may awaken us to a thing here or a thing there and, you know, have us think a little bit differently, which is great. Supply chains is one and whatnot. But I'm feeling very optimistic. I don't know if you are, but I'd like to know. What's your mood about our future?
Well, it was great till you did the worm thing. Now it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, you know. Texter says, opening up the Capitol sends a great message to the people of North Dakota. That person, so...
Yeah, but you saw the story about that, the legislative group that said, don't know if we can do a session.
You got to be kidding me.
Already, yeah, they're shooting down January 2021 already. No, like, really? Can we get past?
That's unbelievable.
Can we get past summer before you start growing up next year?
You get a surge, you do something, whatever you might. But, all right, Ty's first, and then Craig's on the road. Ty, you're up on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. No, I just want to throw a positive word in for, you know, I know that it's definitely debatable when they should open and what's going on, but I had to deal with some licensing issues with my business the other day, and it was just a normal process. It was nice. I got on hold for a little bit. No longer than normal. I said a little bit of a short hold. The lady answered, and I realized that just talking. She said, "Well, we're working from home." And then she handled all my problems on the computer, and I needed another department. And she was able to transfer me to the other department, which is a lady in her other house on the other part of town. And so I just wanted to let you know that they are doing their best, and the services are continuing to move forward.
Well, that's good, and I don't doubt that, right? I mean, you'd have to. You'd be hearing about it if it wasn't the case, and that's great. I'd be curious to know if that person likes doing that and serving the public. I don't so much mean it from the standpoint as the public being well-served or enough or not like we're doing it. I'm glad to hear your experience. I mean it from what message does it send to everybody else, that you ought to telecommute and you ought to convert your offices and you ought to, you know, whatever. I mean, there's ways to do this. So, you know, I don't know. That's my take, but I want yours. Look, I'm cost a lot of money to run the Capitol. So maybe you could, pare things back a little bit and whatever, but appreciate the call. Thought of something else, but I'm going to go to Craig while he's waiting there on the road. Craig, what's up? You're on, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I think common sense in North Dakota is totally gone. And I think the ball is a fee or drunk on power. It's easy to take freedoms away, hard to give them back. And in regards to the Governor's Cup, what better way to have social distancing than two guys in a boat out in the middle of the water? I don't understand why. And I'm not a fisherman, so I don't understand that at all. It makes no sense to me.
Well, it's usually not the boat, I think, that gets them. It's the landing. It's putting in and out. It's cleaning the fish. But stuff you could figure out. I mean, again, I'm zeroing in, and I can't remember if it's CDC or if it's Department of Health in North Dakota or where these recommendations came from. But it said basically, if you want to hear one thing related to the coronavirus, know that your biggest risk is standing next to someone for 10 minutes or more. Okay, that's your biggest risk.
Yeah.
So if you and I are having a face-to-face conversation for more than 10 minutes, then it's a problem. How often does that happen?
Every day at the grocery store.
Not for 10 minutes. You're not next to somebody for 10 minutes. I mean, if you're the clerk, you're next to one person for a few minutes. They move on, then another person, I'm talking nose-to-nose, a face-to-face conversation for 10 minutes or more. That's pretty rare, isn't it?
It is. That's why it makes no sense to me. It's just, I don't know, common sense is gone. That's my take anyway.
I don't know that common sense is gone. I think we tend to be very compliant and are following rules, and I think at some point people are going to say, I got to do what's common sense for me. And by the way, I'm not suggesting for a minute that anybody anywhere just disregard things and be reckless about this. I'm just saying, get your best advice. It's like the president right now. How much do we love our president? How much do we love our president?
Awesome.
Who says, here's a particular drug that's worked for a lot of people. I've talked to some people who took a friend of mine who was almost dead and brought him back. And you know what? It can also be used to protect me. I asked my doctor about it. My doctor says, fine, I'm going to take it. And the media flips out. flips out. He took his best advice from his doctor and is doing something that keeps him safe as he meets zillions of people. What's wrong with that? That's common sense. Isn't that common sense right there, Craig?
Oh, yeah. Well, like Bill Parker said earlier today, President Obama was going to use some medical marijuana because he's having back pain. How much does the media say about that?
Yeah, yeah, that was Bill Parker's line. I love that. Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate your call. Dean in Bismarck, give me your take quick.
Hello?
Hello? Come in Tokyo.
This is Dean. Yes, this is Dean. Did you say my name?
This is Scott. Yeah, this is Dean.
Oh, okay. Yes, I did. You buzzed out when you said just my name.
Oh, I hate it when I buzz out. I hate it when I buzz out. Dean, hang on. We don't have enough time to finish this conversation in a coherent fashion because the music says we have to take a little break. So hang on one second. We'll be right back with you. And your call's welcome right behind it. Here we go. 800-228-8550. Texture says, I'm super jealous of Todd the Wrestling Guy. What's that?
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And farmer friends think about the president yesterday. Woo! He was on fire, and he was talking a lot about terminating deals that bring cattle into the U.S. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is having a cow. Anybody catch that?
I did.
Okay, thank you. Because they said, well, Canada, Mexico is where we get the imports, so we're going to shut them off. Whoa, rethink this, stop. But I'm curious what ranchers all across the Northern Plains think of what they heard yesterday from the president. You let me know that, would you? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Congressman Kelly Armstrong next hour. Kevin Pfeiffer is going to check in, and much more. But right now, I want to find out what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Are you optimistic about the future? Right here, where we live. Are you optimistic about the future? There's a lot of silver linings in this COVID deal, folks. It's going to take a while to find them because it is a staggering economic blow that we have taken. It is unbelievable. Largely self-inflicted in my mind, but it is what it is now. We're there. Yet, what can we learn from it? How do we come out of it? Look at the stock market. I mean, that's not always the best indicator, but it's a indicator. Unbelievable. It's within, you know, 4,000 points of the pre-COVID. Pretty amazing. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at Pucklich, and they are in Valley City. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC. They are in Bismarck as well. Pucklich Chevrolet. And every week we find a great set of wheels and we give you a great deal. You can't beat this. This one's on the lot at Valley City. It's a 2014 Ford Fusion Titanium Sedan, four-door, top-of-the-line package, four-cylinder engine, great mileage, reddish with a, you know, orange and maroon tint to it, sharp. So one-owner local trade, they often are there, 60,000 miles, black leather, sunroof, navigation, heated seats, backup camera, more. They'll take another $500 off just by telling them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. So $14,500 today. Check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com to find out more. 60,000 miles on a 2014 Ford Fusion loaded up. What a great car to send somebody back to college with next year. But to graduate. 800-401-4352 is the number. PucklichValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck. Pucklich.com. Tell him Scott sent you. Okay, Dean in Bismarck, we have the time now to talk. Dean, can you hear me?
Yes.
Fabulous.
Now,
what's on your mind?
Two things. You know, over all this COVID-19 crap, every 15 minutes they announce now another person died, another one did, and so many died over the United States. Imagine if they would do that every 15, 10 minutes, give the how many babies have been killed every 15 minutes or every hour in the United States and then over the whole world, of what a different outlook that would be of this abortion crap that goes on. And then one more thing. Last night I was listening at 10 o'clock or on this station here, and they had this, I don't know what the guy was on, talk show. But anyway, some guy from California, Florida called up, and he was asking him about the beaches down there to be open, and he named a few of them that are and da-da-da. Well, anyway, then the announcer asked him, so if this happens again, do you think you guys are going to be so willing to close down? And he goes, no way, he says. We're not going to be this dumb and be so willing to close, shut everything down like we did this time. He says they'll have a battle on their hand.
Interesting point. And your other point on, you know, the numbers, which really, when you think about it, okay, wrap your minds around where we're at today with COVID. Chris, what's the number? What's today's what's the number of deaths in North Dakota? Was it 45? Chris Larson?
Yeah, 45 or 46.
45, 46 as of yesterday, I think. Okay,
whatever it is.
Yeah, since March. And by the way, the majority of those sadly are in nursing homes. People that are in nursing homes, not all of them. But some of them are there because they're in near the end of their life, and a fall can kill them. A influenza flu can kill them. So many things can. So and that's a big part of the numbers. But let's just stay there at 46. Every week in downtown Fargo, at the one and only abortion clinic in North Dakota, there's a kindergarten sized class, 25, 35.
Every week of
lives, a soul that is snuffed out. I mean, a soul lives on, thankfully. Don't take it against the baby. Soul's going to go to heaven. But my point is, that was something designed by our Creator right there.
Right.
Nope. I'm gone, you know? I mean, color of the hair, color of the eyes, color of the, you know, big, tall, short, you know, I mean, oh my gosh. All those things have been decided.
About it.
What's that?
And not a word, is you don't hear that, of how many are killed every day down there. Oh, now this Cordova thing, they're 90, 100 years old, and they died from it. Every 15 minutes you hear about it. But why don't they announce how many are babies killed every 15 minutes around the world?
And I might start doing that. I might start doing that. Maybe this coronavirus was designed for us to recognize the value of life. All life. Conception to natural death. Maybe that's why we're going through this. We need a wake-up call. I've always said that I believe that the whole abortion issue is, you know, we whistle past the graveyard. You know, we sing louder as the trains go by full of people headed to the gas chambers. We just sort of ignore it because it's there and we don't really want to go there. But it is our Holocaust. It is our Holocaust. We're saying that's okay. We're saying, you know, no problem. And I get you got to change hearts and minds. There's a lot of fronts in that battle, but awareness would be a big part of it. So, Dean, good suggestion. Good suggestion.
A person should do it. One day, just announce it. Okay, now 15 minutes, how many of them were killed in the United States or the whole world, whatever it could be. And let people realize how many of them are killed. I mean, it's killed. It's killed. There's no doubt about it.
It's not a procedure when you end a life. That's absolutely right. Dean, appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Life begins at conception. Science has proved it now. That's gone. This viable business is made up by people that are, you know, Frankenstein-like in a lab somewhere. Ridiculous. A life is a life. Is that going to become a baby? You know, it is a baby, but it's a very small fetus. But it will become a baby. It will come out of the womb, and it will breathe, and it will grow, and it will. And there's a plan. Well said. Okay, here's that text. I know it's bugging Todd. He really wants to know bad what this is all about. I'm super jealous of Todd, the wrestling god. That'd be you. I don't know. Where's this wrestling thing coming from? Is it somebody
it's
mentioned?
Your text. You'll have to tell me, I guess.
Goes on to say, my son and I ate a big boy yesterday. The line to get in was out the street. Fargo needs one. Well, welcome to the club. I've been in that club for a long time. Jealous of Todd because he's working down the street from Big Boy. I brought Todd a few Big Boys. The pizza burgers, I recall, right? Fly style? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're great stuff. Really good stuff. Really, really good stuff.
Next time you're going to be in town, let me know, and I'll see if I can get the policy changed on having people in the building.
There you go. Maybe just a reprieve for one day. I banged on the door yesterday. Wouldn't let me in. I had to go to the Petroleum Council.
I told you ahead of time I wasn't going to let you in. I don't know why you bothered banging on the door, but I
felt like a criminal. More coming up. You're
technically you're trespassing, so you were.
2580550. What's on your mind?
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. We are currently facing a severe blood shortage during this coronavirus outbreak. Healthy blood and platelet donors are asked to make an appointment to give now. Donating blood is safe and can help save lives. Cancer patients, accident victims, and so many others continue to need life-saving blood. Please schedule your appointment now by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can make a difference.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters are literally rushing toward downtown Midland, Michigan, forcing 10,000 people out of their homes. Officials say that downtown area could end up being under 9 feet of water within the next few hours. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency after two dams breached upstream from the city of 42,000 following several days of rain. Restaurants and retail stores in Connecticut are welcoming customers back to today, it means all 50 states are now at least partially reopened after shutdowns against the coronavirus. Health officials say Americans still risk becoming infected, though, the virus now having sickened more than 1.5 million people in the United States and killing nearly 92,000. Vice President Pence to visit Orlando today, where he'll stop by a nursing home and deliver personal protection equipment. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, joking on the smoke from a Lucky Strike. Somebody
back on What's on Your Mind from the Petra Sur of USA Studios.
Funky Southern rock junkies cranking up.
That's what I had on my way home from Bismarck last night. Best burger ever, I'm telling you. And, you know, sometimes the grill is, they're not there actually doing the burgers, but they've been there, you know, and they put one in the counter. Have you ever had one of those burgers at most places? You know, there's plastic wrap around it.
Yep.
This one tastes like it came right off the grill. I had one last night. One in the case, but they make them on the grill. They throw the cheese on them. They throw the onions on them, fried onions, and put them in the case, and they're unbelievable. So it was great. Fantastic, as always. Got my fix on the Valley Meats. A burger from the Petra Sur of USA, Valley City location. Today's Wednesday, so your choice is Swedish meatballs or lasagna. In Valley City today, Harwood Chef's Choice, 12th Avenue Fargo location, spaghetti. How about Salisbury steak? Anybody up for that? How about a big helping home cooking, grab-and-go Salisbury steak dinner, West Main Avenue in West Fargo for today's lunch specials. All of them come with two sides and a bun. Find out more at PetraServeUSA.com. The 4 for $4 at all their locations, Valley Dairy locations, PetraServeUSA locations. Tell them Scott sent you. Home cooking, nothing like it. Scott and Dickinson. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Scott.
Hello.
Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind?
I want to know if you think President Obama is going to have to ask President Trump for a pardon.
Oh, wouldn't that be something, huh?
I think that might be a possibility.
You know, I probably am going to have a few people throw things at the radio right now, but I'm not sure that he should be forced to testify, because that would be a new norm in politics. I mean, imagine if, for instance, if Obama had last time, can you imagine how many times they'd have dragged Trump up there by now? And I don't think that is where we want to go in America. However, that doesn't mean that he should be given a scintilla of different treatment from anybody else in this whole thing and be investigated vigorously, big time.
I got one other question. You still there?
I am. I'm listening to your other question.
Okay. Is anybody going to sit down and actually do a documentary on this and take the entire country through the timeline of this?
And tell the truth?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It really needs to happen. And part of the problem is the last 3 weeks, we've gotten more information about things we've heard about, details, facts, all the you know, evidence, if you will, on the backside of this, than we have in 3 years.
Yeah.
So we've got this torrent of information coming at us, and I've not seen one thing that contradicts what Donald Trump has been saying from the beginning and many of those who support him. And so the COVID fog, I think, is giving them a little bit of cover from this, but it's not going to go away. And I agree with you. If somebody's out there ranching for a living, somebody is just trying to get a crop in and get a decent price for it. Somebody's going to work every day at the Coal Creek Station, or the center mine for BNI, whatever. I mean, you're busy. You got families. You got things going on. It's impossible to follow every TikTok of this thing. The vast majority of the media is fraudulent, reckless, dishonest, and not covering this in a fair manner at all. It's darn tough to keep tabs on it. I mean, I do a talk show for a living, and I have a tough time keeping my arms around all of it and what's going on. But what you ask for is something that I think is very worthy. I have a thought on how that could be done, but it is it's not easy. It's not easy to do it, and then who does it, and how do they do it, and But yeah, definitive documentary.
I'm getting hammered.
You're getting hammered how?
Well, oil prices are down. There's no rigs really drilling or anything like that right now, so we're kind of screwed out here.
Who do you work for, Scott? I mean, you don't tell me the name of the company, but just what kind of work? Are you an oil field service worker?
Yeah.
And so what are you doing today versus what you were doing in January?
Well, a lot of guys have been laid off and furloughed, and it's tough out here right now.
So who is there still work for? I mean, is it the folks that end up shutting in wells or servicing the wells that are remaining pumping, or what kind of work is left to do?
Fracking. The company I work for does fracking and cement work for the station down the well line, and it's tight right now. Of this stuff that's going on between Russia and OPEC.
It is. Can you think of anyone you'd rather have as president at a time like this to take this challenge on?
I'm sure glad it's not Hillary.
Can you imagine? Can you even imagine? I'll tell you what, if there's a threat, if there was something that would take me from optimism to scared out of my wits, it'd be Donald Trump losing in November.
Yeah.
Scott, hang in there.
I got a flag hanging on my flagpole. It says Trump 2020, no more bull.
There you go. You got another word in there. Yeah. Yeah. Well, keep preaching it, Scott. Thanks for the time today. Thanks for calling, and our best to everybody there. I know it's challenging. Oil prices at $30 and we're happy right now. Figure that out. But if they keep inching up, they keep just steady as she goes, and we get demand going again, it won't be too long, and we've got a new recognition of how important it is to have American energy. Kevin and Cavalier, what is on your mind?
Northwest Angle, Minnesota. I think should have Trump stand at the border, at the crossing at War Road, saying, open up the highway so that fishermen can get up to Northwest Angle, because they're cut off. I mean, you can't go up there to go fishing because of Manitoba restrictions, and that goes till the 21st of June. I talked to one of the resort owners up there, and they thought it might even extend it beyond that. That's going to kill those resorts. I mean, it's kind of a sad situation. Going up there is just two main ports of entry, War Road, Roseau, one road that takes you up to the Angle, one little town called Sprague, and beyond there is a few farmhouses houses, and after that it's trees until you get to Northwest Angle. But and it would make a good political deal, because it's a part of a state that's under siege by a foreign government. But it's one of those things, and I don't think the governor of Minnesota is going to push it. He doesn't want anybody to do anything anyway. So that's just I've never heard anything on the news about it. So, but those guys get frustrated up there too, because when it comes to Minnesota, they're forgotten about, except for when it comes to property tax. They want that. So.
Yeah, well, they are, all of the Western Minnesota is off the radar for the Walz administration. It is criminal, if you ask me. I can't even believe there aren't people storming the Capitol saying enough already. Fine, put a bubble around the Twin Cities. You're not going to do that to us. You're not going to, and they refuse. They refuse to, pivot, do anything different. And I saw a survey. I talked about it yesterday. Minnesota Hospitality survey, they did the bars, restaurants, resorts, outfitters. 50% 50% of the members themselves said, we're not going to be here. You know, we're going to go broke. And again,
yep.
Imposed with all this great outdoors, with all this open space. Makes no sense. None whatsoever. That's for sure.
Well,
Kevin, appreciate the call.
It'll be an international deal, which is kind of unique. So, but okay.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate your call. Well said. Texter says, I'm feeling more confident about our future. It may take a while for certain things, but it can't last forever. Yeah, we just got to take it in our own hands. But I am as well. Hi, Scott. I'd like to know why the president has kept Wray around as head of the FBI. He's done nothing but drag his feet on questions and requests from senators. He's part of the deep state, says John from Carrington. I agree that Christopher Wray has to be culpable for some of these things. I am surprised that he's still there, but I got to think that Bill Barr knows more than we do there. I've just come to love that man. Really have. Texter says, family doesn't often agree with me, but I told them if they want proof that most of this COVID-19 business is about causing Trump problems, let's see how much of COVID will even be talked about after the election. I'm guessing it'll fall off the talking points chart with the big media. Texter says, I'm a state employee, and the governor is proposing the new workplace home to save money. He claims some study that people are more productive at home. We state employees have a town hall with the governor next Tuesday. I'm sure I can find a study where people are less productive. I support the governor in many, many areas, but not on this. Give us PPE and prevention best practice distances, like distance, no handshaking, hand sanitizer, and let us get out and serve our citizens in North Dakota, said an anonymous state employee. I would tend to agree with you. I don't get it. And I think if you do that at some point, or you allow it if somebody's uncomfortable, or you say you got family reasons, some of it. But I want more proof about productivity because everything I've seen is it less productive. And it's hard. Just as hard. Texter says in a video accompanies this text, I think this was a police-involved shooting in Watford City yesterday. I saw the glass explode out of the windshield when the shot was fired. And when I went past the vehicle, after they let people go, there was a big hole in the front windshield. What happened? Haven't heard anything about it on the news. Well, that makes Chris Larson go to work, doesn't it? We'll check with the folks in Watford City about what exactly happened there and see if we can get some kind of report for you. Gosh, we have a lot of text today. I'm taking a joint health supplement to help keep my joints working. I must be stupid. Is that a random thought, or did that tie to something we were talking about earlier? Maybe it was the Obama?
Sounded random, but
yeah. Is he thinking that's a CBD, joint health? I think it's your joints. I don't think it, anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah. My common employer was excited about Trump yesterday. He likes Trump even more. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. We got to pull some of those clips out, talk about that with Kelly today on the program, because that was really amazing. Folks, I would also say, you know, what Senator Kevin Cramer has done in having that close relationship with the president. I mean, I think Kelly Armstrong, John Hovind, both they're on their first name basis with the president. So is the governor. That's quite obvious. But there's a bond with Senator Cramer and the president that allows more dialogue and kind of more of a friend and a senator that I can talk with. And the education, I'll use that term, the schooling up of the president on the beef issue and who owns processing and how limited the packers is all Kevin. It's pretty amazing. It really, really is. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Congressman Kelly Armstrong takes your calls coming up. We're going to talk about the latest on the investigation. Will President Obama be investigated? All this torrent of information. See if we can get Kelly just to give us a you know, the elevator pitch on what you need to know about this. And we're also going to chat about the president and talking about exactly what a lot of beef farmers are talking about. So all that coming up in a few minutes. I want to chat now with the folks from Red River Biocommodities in Grand Forks. Now, remember when there was a quote-unquote ethanol plant announced up there some time ago? I mean, like literally 3 years ago. Well, this process has been ongoing, and they're getting ready to open, which is fantastic. We were up there recently for a little tour, and it's one of those good news stories. I think another opportunity. Now, they've, because of COVID, had to say, all right, we're not obviously going to be doing much in the way of ethanol production, given the market, but let's do alcohol for hand sanitizer and doing that. So, Keshav Rishpal is the principal biomass solutions, the Red River bio commodities and tells us a little bit about, first of all, what does it take to build an ethanol plant? Walk me through this for the audience of what it takes.
We're a little bit unique compared to most ethanol plants in that we are we started this journey 6 years ago, quite honestly. And our model is really to take ag byproduct from local folks here, sugar, beet tailings, potato waste, etc., and convert that to ethanol. So a little bit different than the traditional corn ethanol facility. So we're a little bit smaller, 16.5 million gallons. We're based on a technology from Europe, from Poland, is what we actually designed our facility. So if you come and look at it, it looks quite different than a traditional ethanol plant. So a lot of our engineering and a lot of our equipment came from Europe. So that's part of what took us a while to get through this process. And as you can imagine, with the bans we've had with travel, et cetera, it's disrupted our commissioning process quite a bit. But we found a lot of great resources here locally, and we were able to get through that process. So we started construction in June of 2018 with our groundbreaking and starting some dirt work at that point. And now we're at a point here where we're actually producing ethanol. And as you mentioned earlier, we're producing ethanol for the hand sanitizer market currently. We've got a few more elements to finish commissioning up, and we should be done here by the end of June, maybe mid-July or so, depending on how things go, at which point we'll be fully operational and ready for the beet season here in August.
So back me way up. You know, you said earlier that, you know, there's a plant similar to this in Poland, right? And you've got, an idea on the drawing board, and you're taking something that's working in Poland and say, yeah, Grand Forks, North Dakota, that'd be the place to put it. How do you pick this location? What goes into that?
Really, from our analysis, North Dakota in general, Grand Forks in particular as well, there's a really untapped opportunity here for ag. There's a lot of raw product that's produced. It's a very fertile area. Obviously, there's a lot of folks here producing a lot of great products. But there isn't a lot of finishing of those products. So we saw an opportunity to come into North Dakota and really take some of the byproduct, raw materials, et cetera, that are here, add the finishing here, and then export the finished product. In our case, we're looking to go to California with our ethanol as a low-carbon fuel from that standpoint. So we see a lot of value in that and an untapped market here in North Dakota for that purpose. So this Red River Biorefinery is our first project that we have planned to be here. And so our thought is that this will be kind of our first kind of beachhead project, get things going, build appropriate relationships, and then from that, expand out and look at other things that we could then be complementary to our project here.
But you're telling me beet tailings,
yeah.
Corn, multiple different feedstock,
yeah.
Goes into the same product. The outcome is ethanol.
The outcome is ethanol, yeah.
How do you do that? I mean, you have different vats or different parts of the plant that are doing different things, or do they all go into the same mix, or what's the recipe?
It's actually not that. It's relatively quite simple. So for thousands and thousands of years, or hundreds of years, I should say, for a long time, people were making alcohol from potatoes, from sugar beets, et cetera, right? So essentially all we're doing is we've got one line that focuses on sugar conversions. We have one line that focuses on starch conversions. And then our fermentation process and everything else is pretty much the same from that point on. So what we did is we designed our facility to be able to have some parallel processing in it. We can process all sugar beets, we can process all starch, or we can process some of each, and that's really what we've done.
If you don't use the beet tailings from American Crystal Sugar, what happens to them?
Traditionally, that goes through a combination of markets. Sometimes it's animal feed, a lot of times it's land applied. So there's not a lot of value in those cases and a lot of cost for the farmers and for the co-op itself in getting rid of those byproducts.
So it's a win for the you're using essentially a waste product and turning it into something good.
That's correct.
Yeah. Do you pay them for it?
We do have a contract in place for it. So we've got a long-term contract with American Crystal Sugar. We have a long-term contract in place with J.R. Simplot. And a variety of different lengths of contracts with other suppliers in the area.
And has this kind of innovation, I mean, I remember stories from my friend, the rancher Enoch Thorsgaard out of Northwood, and he had a big feedlot out there, and he'd talk about he'd come to Grand Forks to go to, you know, Simplot or American Crystal and get, you know, same thing, the waste, sure. and then feed the cows with it, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, is there competition for it, or are you having to, fight the feed market or other markets for it, or is it sort of like, this is taking care of a problem for us, and it's a win-win.
For a lot of larger producers, it does take care of a problem for them because it provides a reliable outlet, right? So,
unbelievable, isn't it, folks? I love that. Fascinating conversation. Keshav Rajpal, Red River Biorefinery.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms. 701-482-7865.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.